had a long nose.
Yes,
sir. What do you call that?
A pohawk.
Did you ever call them piney wood?
Well, it's call them piney wood rooters, but when we get to making fun of them, they ain't rooted enough.
They quit, huh?
Yes, sir.
How about an itching soreness between the toes?
Well, that comes from a house fly or a yellow fly biting their children out when they're playing. They get on the bottom and they won't know it until they see that bump on them. Then sometimes it's a little contagious to kill.
And between the toes, what you call that?
A rough place, I always call it. Something grows between the toes. I find out how come that grows there. People don't wash between the toes here.
Call it ground itch?
Well,
is that what they used to
call it? That thing what grows between your toes wouldn't be ground itch. When you get to ground itch, you go on a wet, solid place and you come out, you can't quit scratching.
Nice.
That water is a little poison some way to it.
And homemade whiskey, what do you call that?
I think they call it shine.
Shine?
Yes.
And do you ever hear the term stump?
Well, they call that stump sometimes.
And anything that a child likes to play with, what do you call that?
Oh, well, a wagon, a bicycle.
I mean, a whole collection of things. Do you call them play toys? Or
yes. Sometimes they'd be horses and mules and cougars and rabbits and everything else, but it's playthings.
Just playthings.
Yes.
Well, that's all the questions. I certainly thank you for your patience. You've been.
I thank you too, because you made me think of things that I know and almost gone from me.
Yeah, that's why we're going around the country like this. These terms are really getting, you know, you're losing them because people don't use them anymore.
What company is
No, this is a. We're doing this as part of a university. Like college.
You know, people like I'm here, just like I am.
Yeah, but you've been some people
with
them.
Big, like, high-educated people here, you know.
That's doing them in many
ways. Well, I interviewed one man in Mount Vernon, Georgia, who was 100 years old.
Ooh!
And he could remember very well. He was doing real well.
No, but this one, she told him. When I was born in Williamsburg, South Carolina, that was called 25 miles from Georgetown, I was 10 streets before them joining the city. And I visited her last year, Bubba came out there and said, I just want to go here. And she know what she says, now I'm 97 years old. Ma said, I'm 86. One on 87. That would give nearly 12 years between our ages. See, there's one of them is just about that much different. My Emma Liza the same, and my grandmother had a dream that night and tell them to see about Mama. Mama lived in the house herself. And they come and they find I was born. And so, but after Grandma sent them girls to see about me, and me was going rumming now on the night. And me has got to thinking about what Grandma said, and she got out and she come, so she beat all of them. Them girls beat them first, but they went back to care Grandma the news. Right? Me, by she going on, she didn't have to get the news. And I was thinking about the dream now, set the order to my grandmother, dreamt that dream about my mother, see. But did you know dreams is true sometimes?
Sometimes they come true, yeah.
Just like almost you dream them. Now my horse come to me one night. Now I was laying down in my bed, sleep on a pillow like this. Yeah, more than ever, I have two pillows on my head, but they ain't his house.